There are many names for this holiday. Atzeres, Chag HaKatzir, Zman Matan Torasenu. Atzeres, for this is the one holiday without mitzvos in which all we're instructed to do is Atzeres, Lo Tasu Melacha, that we should not do work. The other holidays, we have positive actions, such as the shaking of the lulav, sitting in a sukkah, the eating of matzah. Only on Shavuos is it Atzeres, Lo Tasu Melacha. Chag HaKatzir, it's also the time of the holiday during the agricultural season in which one harvests, which corresponds to the reason why we read Megillas Rus on the second day of Shavuos. Zman Matan Torasenu, the time in which the Bnei Israel received the Torah, Har Sinai. But we do not call this holiday by any of those names, but rather we call it Shavuos. We think about the name Shavuos. Why? Why is it called this particular name? Shavuos means weeks. Perhaps this is coming to allude to the Sheva Shavuos, the 7 weeks that we count, Sfiras HaOmer, leading up to this day, to day number 50, starting from the second day of Pesach, to get to this time of Zman Matan Torasenu. But if that's the case, then the name Shavuos is, well, weak. Why would we call this holiday by something merely leading up to the day, but not in any way representing the day itself? When it comes to Zman Matan Torasenu, that name tells us what we are doing today. Shavuos seems not to give us any indication of the holiday, but all the days leading up to it. Another difficulty presented by Rav Soloveitchik is when it comes to all the other holidays, there is a special mitzvah that is observed. On Sukkos, as we mentioned, the shaking of the lulav and esrog, the sitting in the sukkah. On Pesach, we eat matzah, maror. We read from the Haggadah. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. But on Shavuos, there's nothing. What, a little bit of cheesecake? But that's not a mitzvah. So why? Why, when it comes to this particular holiday, there's no mitzvah designated to it? One could also wonder, in addition to the problem, the name Shavuos, in addition to the issue the Rav Soloveitchik presented, that there's no mitzvah corresponding to this holiday, is its location. If you would go to a map and say, point to Eretz Yisrael, you'd be able to point to it. And then you would say, okay now class, point to Har Sinai. You'd have no idea. Ask Rav Yisrael Salanter. It's very difficult to understand why we do not know where Har Sinai is. The most important event, arguably, in Jewish history took place at Har Sinai. Yet we have absolutely no idea where it is. If we could compare it to the Declaration of Independence, imagine not having a clue where it was signed, in which state, in which city. So how come when it comes to our momentous occasion, Zman Matan Torasenu, why do we not know where it was? And one could even question the time. The date is 50 days after the second day of Pesach. When it comes to all the other holidays, the Torah is very specific. It tells us that Pesach is on the 15th day of the month of Nisan, that Sukkot is on the 15th day in the month of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all the holidays the Torah specifies. But when it comes to Shavuos, there's no date. Why would the Torah not have a date for this important holiday? In fact, the Gemara tells us there's a dispute the day in which we received the Torah. Was it Vav Sivan? Was it Zion Sivan? Why are we unable to understand the time, this specific date? Why didn't Hashem record this in the Torah like He did by every other holiday? To answer this question, I must tell you that we're only 19 days away from what was a very, very important holiday. And what was that day? It's not Lag BaOmer. That very important day was Mother's Day. What connection is there between Shavuos and Mother's Day? As one could look and say, there's no coincidence that it always falls out around this time of year. To answer this question, I need not to open up a sefer, but rather a newspaper. Dear Abby, it's an article written a couple days after Mother's Day, and it says as follows. As you know, Abby, yesterday was Mother's Day. My son, as usual, picked me up, this time impressing me by bringing me in a stretched limo. And at the door, he gave me my favorite flowers and a box of chocolates. We began by going to the hair parlor to get my hair done. Afterwards, he took me to my favorite Broadway show, and would you believe it, front row seats. Afterwards, he wined and dined me at the finest restaurant in Manhattan. And then he dropped me off at my home and sealed it with a kiss on my cheek. And you know, Abby, I won't see that bum for another year. The pasuk tells us, "Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha." The Torah tells us that we have an obligation to honor our father and our mother. The Torah doesn't tell us when it should be done, because it's not to be done only once a year, but rather every single day of the year. Every day is Mother's Day. So too, when it comes to Kabbalah's HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter pointed out that there's no specific place. And the reason for this is if the Torah could be found that it was given on this particular location, on this mountain, one would maybe say, this is where the Torah is kept. This is where the Torah should be observed. And we would end up limiting our Torah to this one mountain, to this one region, this one area. Torah was also not given in Eretz Yisrael, because it's not just for them, it's for everyone, no matter where you are. The Torah has no specific date, because the Torah should not be limited to one day or time. The Torah says, V'yagisa b'yom v'layla. Torah study should be done day and night, no matter when or where you are. Rav Soloveitchik points out that there are no mitzvot on this holiday. And the reason is that we should not limit this holiday to one good deed. The Torah is not about picking one or two mitzvot. True Kabbalah's HaTorah, Kabbalah's HaMitzvos, is the entire package. The total acceptance, a complete Kabbalah. Doing one mitzvah would end up only detracting and taking away from the entire Kabbalah of all Taryag Mitzvot. And finally, its name, weeks. Shavuos is really the best name for this holiday. since we can only appreciate the Torah if we prepare ourselves for it weeks in advance. A person who walks in on Shavuos without learning will not appreciate the Chag, will not appreciate the Torah. The Torah is not about one day. It's about Shavuos. It's about bringing it in to your weekday, bringing it in to every week and every year, every day of your life. Shavuos is celebrated on this day. That's true. But we should continue to make every day a Kabbalah Satorah. Every day is Mother's Day, and every day is Shavuos. Good Yom Tov.